This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. For centuries, New Mexico has served as an inspiration to artists all over the world. Tonight at 7 on New Mexico PBS, KNME, they'll explore some of our state's most enduring and provocative pieces of art in New Mexico masterpieces. Joining me to talk about the regional production is KNME executive producer Michael Kamens. Michael, it's great to see you again.
Great to see you, Chris.
So tell me about the idea behind tonight's show. Why did you decide to explore more of New Mexico art?
Thinking about New Mexico and arts, it's a no-brainer. I mean, we've just been covering now for art, but I really wanted to demonstrate that. I really wanted to kind of get beyond the surface and really look at those key things that we identify with and become part of our history and language and understanding of what's unique to New Mexico.
And what is unique? I mean, are there certain things when you see in a New Mexico piece of art where you can say to yourself, ah, that's New Mexico?
Oh, I guess you can, but I'd hate to kind of confine it to that. Because if you look at one of the masterpieces that we profile here, Godfrey Reggio's Koyaanisqatsi, I mean, a great film, but it wasn't shot in New Mexico. It was shot all over the U.S., but it's about the people that are here and how invested they are in their art and how important it is to them and the commitment that they have to it. I mean, that's a big part of the show, because to understand what's important to these artists and be able to take that and bring it to life other than just looking at the artwork is a key component of this documentary.
And you focus on much more than just painting. There's sculpture, there's film, there's Chaco Canyon.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at New Mexico, it's just across the board art. And we really wanted to not only do a diversity of disciplines, but also a diversity of cultures. For example, I can't say enough great things about the Torreon mural down at the Hispanic Cultural Center. I mean, Federico V. Hill just did an amazing thing. And you have to go down there and experience that and be part of it.
It sounds like part of the documentary for you is to kind of encourage people to get out there and see this stuff.
Absolutely. You have to. I mean, if you go down to the Albuquerque Museum and spend time in front of some of those great paintings down there, like O'Keeffe's early painting there that she did the first year of in New Mexico, and that cross in gray and blue, or blue and gray cross. It's a fantastic painting to think about that's kind of a pivotal step in O'Keeffe's career, because she did that the first year she was here.
Wow.
And she did a number of paintings, but she came to New Mexico and she became alive again. And she found what was she'd been looking for. She'd looking for an original American place, and she found it here in New Mexico.
And you profile some Native American art as well in this piece.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, talking about pivotal artists, T.C. Cannon, who was part of that original IAIA art education experiment going on up in Santa Fe that Lloyd Kivenhoe started. Fantastic idea. It was a revolution in art education for Native youth, and T.C. Cannon saw that opportunity, jumped in on it.
Where are some of the places that people can go to view these pieces of art?
You know, you have Victor Higgins' painting, Winter Funeral, just hanging above the fireplace there where he put it. He walked into the museum and hung it up there.
Really?
And it's been there ever since, and that's over at the Harwood. And then you have, of course, you know, Pueblo Benito right there in Chaco that's available to you. Koyaanisqatsi, we just aired on public television the other day. All of these things are available to us, and I really encourage everybody to get out there and see them one-on-one, because that's the great way to experience art.
Michael Kamens is the executive producer of the documentary New Mexico Masterpieces. It airs tonight at 7 o'clock on New Mexico PBS, KNME. Michael, thanks so much.
Great to be here, Chris.
This is KUNM.